John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This woman will be at Punchline Philly tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Normally known as Rachel Feinstein, right now she's Rachel Brennan, but you're not going by that name, are you? You're not using your
name. I haven't changed my name yet. I feel like Feinstein is just so sexy.
I didn't know you married Kevin Brennan. That's incredible. That's wow.
Can't change it.
Yeah. Come on, we're getting married.
People are
going
to start screaming at me on Twitter.
So, but on the last time you went, I think you had just gotten engaged. You were living in sin at the time.
I was. Right?
And now you're a married
bad,
woman.
I was a disgraceful girl. I did terrible things, and I'm so sorry, Lord. And I drank a lot of Jaeger, too.
What were you like as a single woman? Because, you know, we've only known you as an engaged woman. And we know the women you hang out with, Amy Schumer and Nikki Glaser.
So, godless gang.
So, I mean, what were you like as a single lady?
I mean, I'm not like a big catch. Nobody wants to be part of our lives. So I lay on a bed at like a Howard Johnson's on the road and I'm eating macaroni and cheese and then I can't find a fork in the room and I use a coffee filter instead. That's my life, you know?
I didn't know Hojo's were still around.
Yes, I'm worth it. I know what I'm worth, yeah. Kenta Hojo's.
Motel 6, just a little too high end?
Oh, no. Very high end.
Kenta.
Scale. That's the kind of hotel where they whisper, she comes from money. She comes from money. Old money. Old money. Yeah, I'm an animal, you know. Like, yeah, and now it's funny because when, you know, I lose a debit card every week. Yeah, I'm a complete mess. But for some reason, yeah, I got married. Now I'm someone's wife. I'm his problem now. His problem and his property.
How was the wedding? Because it seems like Steve was just saying every comic in New York was there.
Everybody was there.
Really?
A bunch of, yeah, comedians and like firemen that were so drunk they were like wet, just like shiny firemen.
Yeah. Well, and we should explain, her husband is, he's now captain?
He's a captain.
He's a captain now. I think he was just a lieutenant when we first met
you. He was just a Johnny Lieutenant back in the day. Make sure he's a cap now. I put his captain's hat on all the time.
Yeah.
He's such a moron. Yeah. Right after sex, I like to put his captain's hat on and like ask for a salute. I'm like, respect the rank, please. Like, I have his badge all the time. Like, I hold it around the apartment. I'm like, if I had a badge, I would just drive around all day looking for checkpoints. You know, I call it tinum when you hold your badge up.
What's
yeah,
that?
They say tinum. Like, you know, that means badge or whatever. Yeah. So I'm trying to get him to do that everywhere. We're like at the Delta counter, and I'm like, tinum. I'm not gonna tinum at Delta. I mean, I would do that all the time if I could flash a badge. That's worth it. Yeah, I just like the job for the props. Forget racing into running buildings. Yeah, I have some fun-loving props at that job. Yeah,
you really gotta like hose.
And I'm always the only Jew now, like because the most firemen. Yeah, you just can't find a lot. Like my hairdresser was like. She's like, find me Jewish fireman for my daughter. I want Jewish fireman. I'm like, that's a tall order. Yeah. Their bunker gear all lines up. Yeah. It's just like, oh, Brady, O'Brien, Casey. You know, like, yeah, you're not seeing like a lot of Menorowitzes. Yeah. Not a lot of Witzes in general. Yeah.
Witzes, Steins, and Bergs. Oh, my.
Not a lot of Baumbergs. Firemen.
Other than sweaty firemen, what was the wedding? I mean, you got all these firemen and then all these comics. Who was your maid of honor?
Amy Schumer.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Amy was my maid of honor.
Did she have to do a speech?
She did.
Way to put the pressure on the best man. Jeez.
Yeah,
poor guy.
His poor brother was so nervous about his speech that he was thinking about hiring like a comedy writer online. He was like reaching out to people. And I told poor Amy, dude. And then Amy's like, oh, I'll call him. Like, I'll help him with it. So she like talked his brother through, my husband's brother through his best man speech, which was actually pretty funny. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good.
Amy said like some filthy things. I could not make eye contact with his mother. I cannot say any of the things she said on the radio. But
what a surprise,
he has like a formal kind of Colombian mother. And like my family is like, you know, his dad's side, all Irish Catholic, you know, firemen. And, you know, my family, they're like the kind of people that they're just like always in flip-flops. Yeah, nobody dresses up. I needed a controlling lady in my family to take over that had like opinions about flowers. You know, I don't care about stuff like that. It makes me feel sleepy. I'm just not a woman in that way. I don't care about colors. And I'm not that girl that's been like, for my day, like what I've always dreamed of. Like, no, I don't care. I'm just like, yeah, is there Jaeger? That's like a couple of questions. Very basic questions.
Do you have a Jaeger fountain?
We had a Jaeger fountain.
That'd be classy. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't care about that. And my mom is just like too jazzy and liberal. So she was just like, you know, I'd call her up with a question and she'd just be like, celebrate diversity. I'm like, forget it. She had no information whatsoever. Yeah, I'm like, do I need a like a centerpiece? And she's like, I'll be out on the dance floor just dancing for AOC and the gang. I'm like, never mind. She's a lot. Yeah. Our families are complete opposite.
I was going to ask you about that. How opposite are they? I mean, you know.
My mom's like worldview is just like, how can we build a more inclusive nation to hold all the refugees? And his family's just like, the government's on their way over to take your stuff, all right? So watch out. Get some Bitcoin. Put your things in a safe because the government wants that, all right?
Where are you originally from? I guess, is Minnesota?
No, yeah. I'm from Maryland. I grew up in Bethesda. Thanks for doing our research.
Where does your mom's accent come from?
My mom grew up in a mixture of the Midwest and California, okay. And her family is from there,
okay.
At least. But his family, he grew up in like Marine Park, like, you know, deep Brooklyn, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah, just everybody in his life has an accent.
I was going to say, the accents at family parties must be absurd between your family and his family.
In Steve's defense, we weren't researching you because John Travolta.
That's a great point
today. Yeah. So you got to forgive us.
I heard that. I was hoping to be in the same room with him, but I was like, they're going to just like remove me. They're going to clear the whole place out. I'll be just picked up, thrown over someone's shoulder, and thrown into a van. Yeah. Get her out. That garbage out. Travolta's coming in. Throw her in a van.
Now, did you feel, I mean, you know, and I say this to people all the time, that, you know, everything about getting married is simple, and then all of a sudden, the reality of, oh, I'm married.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, did you feel the change in your life, you know, just because you said I do?
Yeah, I felt like a lot of anxiety before, because, like, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, this is weird. I'm someone's wife now. Like, should I do so? Should I learn how to, I don't know, should I get a crock pot or something? Yeah. It's like, what am I supposed to do? I did feel a little weird because it's just like my identity's been so single, you know, like for so many years. I'm just a single comedian on the road, you know, and I'm just like, I was like, well, then what if I don't have material? But then I have so much more now because now,
everything's new.
Everything's new. I needed a new theme. I can only talk about like bad dates so much, you know.
Now, are you one of those women, as far as being a domestic at home, are you one of those women that basically up until maybe this point, you had a carpeted oven? Right, you know.
I like cooking, but I'm definitely not like organized. You know, like when he goes to the firehouse, I just throw things all over. Yeah, it's just like an 80s movie. I'm like, Dad's gone. Time to play. Yeah. I definitely like when I get into a hotel, I just throw my things everywhere. Like it's real wild and hostile as soon as I land somewhere.
Yeah, your comedy album cover is that, isn't it?
Exactly. Right? It's a messy room. Because I was always like fleeing somebody's apartment, you know, like having a fight and like, oh yeah, well I'm out of here, you know? I do that in the beginning. And then I just like, okay, you have nowhere to go. So unpack your dumb bag.
Now, with an Irish Catholic, family, and then your family being Jewish, who did you have a rabbi? Did you have a priest? What did you have?
We had Tom Papa. The comedian.
Oh my God. Did he bring his bread?
And we smashed a Guinness glass.
Nice.
Yeah, because the Jews, they smash glass, you know. So we smashed a Guinness, a little nod to the firemen and the alcoholics. And and so yeah, we did Tom Papa, and then Colin Quinn did part of the ceremony too. Colin got to know Pete well because we did this, my husband well, because we did this gig in Ireland together. And they're from the same part of Brooklyn.
Okay,
and they speak the same language. Nice. You know, Colin grew up in Park Slope. So, yeah, they exchanged Brooklyn tales and all that.
Now did Tom, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but when he was doing the service, did he lean in? Every time. Have you ever noticed when Tom goes to do a punchline, it has to come up here?
Yes,
and the arms go back. The other is like, yeah.
One of my favorite parts of the ceremony was Colin and Tom Papa trashing each other, right? So, I mean, because it was really like a comedy show, you know? So I was crying laughing the whole time. I thought I would actually weep But I didn't. I was laughing so hard. So Tom, yeah, when Tom introduced Colin, Colin got up there and he's like, you know what, Tom, your minister voice is really infuriating a lot of people. Right now. No one believes in your minister voice. And then Colin was like, well, maybe if I didn't mumble my way through the ceremony. Yeah. So they were both just trashing each other. It was pretty satisfying.
Well, Rachel Feinstein is, or are you Steen or Stein?
I'm Stein, sir.
You're Stein, right?
Catholic now. It's okay. O'Feinstein.
O'Feinstein. Rachel O'Feinstein is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45 at Punchline Philly. You get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. You can hang for a little bit?
Yes, thank you. I have nowhere to go.
You might as well stay indoors over the weekend. If you're going to stay indoors, you might as well go to these doors. I'm talking about Punchline Philadelphia because Rachel Feinstein is going to be appearing there tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. Get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. I have to tell you, and I started to tell you inside, marriage is doing you well. You look so good.
You
look fantastic, and I'm convinced. I don't know. You know, maybe it was what you were wearing the last time you were here. You look thinner. You look healthy. You look great.
Thank you. You're very kind. I was talking about this on stage last night. My husband doesn't know how to compliment, so I'll take a compliment.
Yeah. Okay.
Like on our wedding day, he's like, bringing it. You know, I'm like, no. No. Yeah, no, he doesn't know at all. Yeah. He's worthless with compliments.
Has the pressure at home started from either side of the family about children?
Definitely. His dad took me aside. He goes, hey, you know, if you want Peter to get you pregnant, you got to make sure that he wears the loose boxes. You know, you got to make sure it breathes down there. I'm like, thanks. This is not the discussion I want to have with you. It's 7 in the morning. Yeah, he took me to some front room that they had, like the special like floral room.
Sure.
And he was like, come here. Let me talk to you. He always takes me aside like he's got some special business or something he needs to protect. I'm like, I think whatever you're about to tell me in your retirement community is pretty safe. Yeah. And then his mom is always like, don't say the boxer thing. That's a crazy thing to say. Leave her alone about the boxers.
Now, what is his mom's accent? Because
She's Colombian. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're hilarious together. Yeah. The father would call me up with all kinds of different ideas for the wedding. He's like, here's what we're going to do. I'm anyway. I got some good. He goes, I think what we should do is a friend of mine, he's a magician. And he goes, this is great. This is going to be big. He goes, well, you don't even have to give him any dough. What you do is he comes down for the rehearsal dinner. He goes, he can come down in a bus from his home. And he goes, and then if you think he's all right, you know, if you think his tricks don't stink, then you can invite him up, give him some dough for the wedding. It could be like an audition. Otherwise, just tell him to beat it. Can you imagine if I actually did that? Like, so a poor old man like who takes a bus down from his home, and I'm like, Morty, you know what? Your jokes stink. I mean, your tricks stink. Your magic tricks aren't going to fly here. So beat it, Morty. And you're not going to get not a dime for me. I won't have a bus ticket for you.
Now who is this other Rachel Feinstein?
She is Rachel Feinstein.
She's a sculptor. Yeah.
And she's a famous sculptor, and she has a very glamorous life. Like, Marc Jacobs did, like, a campaign around her, and she designed, like, a Gucci bag from Rome, and, like, she loves Rome and Goja. And she's a lovely person. I've met her, and her life is just a lot classier than mine, and we get confused for each other a lot. And so then my agent will call me up with an offer, and I'll be really impressed by it, and then he'll softly sort of unoffer it when he finds out it's for the classy Rachel Feinstein. Yeah.
Most impressive thing you've been offered and then taken away because of the Rachel
Well, he called me up and he was like, would you like to go to an evening with Oprah? She's interested in it's like a conversation with Oprah for the people Oprah's intrigued by. And that'll affect your confidence massively. I was walking around with Oprah confidence, like Oprah's intrigued by me confidence. That'll make you walk differently.
Damn right.
You know? Yeah, I held my head high. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. I was very arrogant for a week. I'm like, yeah, she wants to get behind the curtain with me. And then they called me back and they were like, ooh, there's been a small mistake. And all my agents were on the phone because they were trying to sort of couch this in the right language. They're like, although you are a technically impressive person, we feel that way. Oprah doesn't. And you're actually not invited to the conversation with Oprah. And I had already told the guy I was dating at the time and like invited him to be my date. I'm like, Oprah's pretty intrigued by me if you want to come this evening. And I was like, can I come anyway? Because I canceled some gigs and kind going to move my schedule. I was like, can you just call Oprah's people? And they're like, yeah, we tried that. They're pretty firm that you're not to attend the event. I definitely had like my head shot at the door. Someone was told like, by no means let this woman in. It was very painful.
Yeah. Now, if you're getting contacted to do stuff for her, is she getting contacted?
She's getting wildly insulting offers. Yeah. Somebody's asking if she wants to play like Go Bananas, and she's like, no, absolutely not. Yeah. They're like, how about Crackers in Indiana? And she's like, don't disgust me with these offers anymore. Yeah, then they called me to say that they wanted to profile my fashion choices in Vogue, and that I was like being called out. I was going to win some award for fashion, you know, like one to watch. And that one was on me because I should have known. Yeah, like I shop at Forever 21. There's no way that they're going to profile me in Vogue. But I was walking around, I told everyone, I'm like, yeah, Vogue's pretty interested in me. And I take some risks. I take some sassy risks. They like how I wear Vans with skirts, and they're going to do like a series on me. And then they call back. And again, my agents, they always get on the phone when it's something bad. I'm like, it doesn't help that there's like seven of you on the phone. And whenever they're like, hey, you, how are things? You're right. Or they call me Rockstar. I always know they're about to like fire me for something. They're like, hey, Rockstar, anyway, you're not going to be in Vogue. Yeah, you won't even be in the New York Post. No one cares about your fashion choices. That hurt. Yeah. Oh, I told everybody. Yeah, I was like, Vogue wants to do a thing because I know I'm a sassy dresser and they've noticed. I wear some colorful scarves sometimes.
Now, do you have to, I guess, soften the blow for yourself when you tell people that, yeah, I got canceled for that?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's, then I have to tell everybody. I have to stop bragging. That's what I've learned from this. And now everything I get offered, I think it's for Rachel Feinstein. I'm like, can you make absolutely sure it's not for the classy Rachel before I celebrate this?
Are you sure they don't want her to roast Seth Rogen?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, they called me to co-host The View, and that was actually for me, but I didn't believe it for like 5 days. I'm like, call Rachel Feinstein's people and make sure that they actually want me to co-host The View, because I was like, just ready to have them be like, ooh, blah, 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 blah. They'd have a picture of you with The View. You're not supposed to. Yeah.
You were part of Jeff Ross's, what was that, the history thing that he did?
Yeah, it was historical roast. So they take a political, or they take a figure in history and they roast them. It's nice. Sort of like, it's basically just like a history lesson with jokes.
Who did you play?
Guess who she was.
Harriet Tubman.
No.
Oh, that's good. Sorry.
That's funnier than who she was.
Betsy Ross.
No.
George Washington's wife.
No. Go to Europe. Go to Europe.
Oh, Europe.
Marie Antoinette.
No.
Oh, I like that Napoleon. One. That was flattering.
Well, you like cake.
Europe. I do like cake.
Queen Elizabeth?
Queen Elizabeth, no!
Who else is left?
Uh-huh. Anne Frank, you guys.
Anne Frank.
Yeah, wasn't thinking that one. I'm thinking somebody hoity-toity. Wow.
Queen Elizabeth was a little painful. Like, you're a ringer for Queen Elizabeth.
Wow. Not the place that you look for comedy. Right? Yeah, Anne Frank. It's just like,
Yeah, there was a lot of... And the funny thing is that after Anne Frank... aired. I mean, really, like, there was a lot of, it was basically just like Gilbert Gottfried played Hitler, John Lovitz played FDR. It was just a big argument with everybody, you know? And then, like, between all these historical figures, Fred Willard played God. It was really fun. But it was funny because afterwards, it was either people that were really outraged, how disgusting, how appalling, or it would be like really gross guys that were like, is it weird that I was turned on by you? You know, I might have had some fantasies about you in that outfit. Yeah, so it was like men that are like, am I the only one that, yeah.
You were so vulnerable.
Yeah, because you dress like a schoolgirl, sure. You know, so I guess that works. I had just ordered, because since my husband's Catholic, I was like, oh, I should get a Catholic schoolgirl outfit to wear around the house. So I ordered. I figured that's what Catholic guys want. I don't know. I don't know what a repressed Catholic is turned on by. You know,
have
they
you ever seen the Catholic schoolgirl outfit? If you actually, like, not the sexy one, just a regular one?
Yeah, I know. They're kind of like dense fabric, yeah. Right? Just like a thick sort of.
It's like Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, exactly. Like Handmaid's Tale. It's not great.
I ordered off Amazon one, right. And then I accidentally ordered a dozen because I pressed one, two. By accident. So a dozen Catholic schoolgirl outfits came to the house. And he's like really just like neat and annoying and like controlling around about stuff. You know, he's like, what is all this crap? And I'm like, it's Catholic schoolgirl outfit. And he's like, are you bringing a Catholic school? Like, what the hell?
It's for our wedding dance. Me and the gals.
But yeah, so it was a wild experience. But I mean, really, it's more of a tribute to her with jokes and you learn about her. But, you know, people just hear the idea of something and they love to be outraged. Mm-hmm. So I just got like all these people are just tweeting at me like really disturbing, like Holocaust pictures. And I'm like, just slow down. Watch the thing first. Yeah, right, either right, that or right. Yeah, just really.
Right. I'm a Jew. I get it.
Yeah, it was all Jews, you know.
It was all your mom's friends.
Exactly. It was all Karen's pals. And nobody. And it's also like all this new generation of they don't know. They might not know who she is.
Right,
so
yeah,
then
true.
People will learn about her or learn about whoever the figure is, you know. So it's weirdly this history lesson. And Jeff is like, Ross is like a doll. So he was like, he wanted to do it in this way. We really thought about it and like, and how we would kind of teach about that at the same time. But of course, people just hear an idea and they're just absolutely furious and disgusted with you. Yeah.
I'm outraged
by your
outrage.
And I'm used to being
outrage.
Told that I'm like a vile, unacceptable. So I'm like, okay, that again. Yeah. People are like, you're a bad girl. I'm like, fair.
Yeah. Rachel Feinstein is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45 at Punchline Philly. Tickets available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. We're going to get nasty at the Punchline. Lots of Jaeger. Come down.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.